The Osgood File, Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. President Trump has famously said he has a big heart, especially when it comes to immigrants brought here by their parents. Well, that heart is going to be tested.
I thought like America was like you had money and everyone's happy and you'd actually meet humans and no one would actually really want to kill you.
More after this. CBS's Mark Strassman went to Clarkston, Georgia to meet teenage refugees from the war in Somalia. And he talked to 18-year-old Abba Tobe and his 17-year-old sister Zaitan, who were welcomed as refugees 7 years ago. But they wonder now what they've gotten into.
Do you think the president and his team understand what it is to be a refugee?
No. They definitely don't, you know? You leave everything in your old country just to get here, and then it's like a slap in the face.
Exactly.
They don't understand how hard it is.
Their message is one that you hear a lot. Not all Muslims are bad. Of course, President Trump has never said that they all are. No one says they all are. But you don't have to look far on the internet to find the reason why these teenagers might be worried. This clip is posted on a website called Proud Conservative with the comment, "The next time someone says not all Muslims are bad, show them this."
Most Germans were peaceful, yet the Nazis drove the agenda, and as a result, 60 million people died.
That's part of a panel discussion that has more than 4 million views.
If you had the chance to talk to President Trump about this, what would you say?
I would say you need to be more understanding of others, not just yourself. Try to put yourself in other people's shoes.
Islam is not the enemy. All these Muslim countries, it's not the enemy. Alienating all these other countries will not help you in the long run.
So basically, these teenagers don't want to be lumped in with terrorists. They appreciated what America stood for when they came here, and they're just hoping it still does. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.